890 GTN, God's good news.
890 GTN, God's good news. Good morning to you and welcome to another day of great gospel music, fun, love, and fellowship. And I'm Reggie B, and we have got something very special that we are about to present to you. I want to welcome back my friend and brother who's usually with me on Wednesdays, but he's with me on a Friday morning, and that's none other than Mr. Wayne Hodges, the editor and chief of www.massappealnews.com. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, doing great. I appreciate the applause.
And I hope you're feeling better. You were a little under the weather on yesterday, and hope it's a better day for you.
Oh, I feel great. And matter of fact, I felt so good. I watched a movie last night, and we're going to discuss that here in a second with our very special guest. Just a quick note, Reg, Oscar nominees announced yesterday. A lot of people upset at the lack of diversity in this year's list of nominees. We won't get into it, but I do want people to check out that story at MassPNews.com. Speaking of movies, Reg, last night I saw Paddington, the movie, and it's Paddington the Bear. I don't know. Did you grow up with, looking at Paddington?
I am trying to remember, Wayne. You know, that might have been a little bit after, you know, they tease me because I like cartoons, but not cartoons and things like that, kids shows, because they relax me.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I've talked to a cucumber not too long ago, VeggieTales, and I've talked to a lot of different people, but it's, going to be different to talk about this. I've seen the previews for this movie, and this bear looks like it's some type of character.
Yeah, he is definitely a character. We're going to go ahead and bring in our special guest. For the listeners, just a quick synopsis. Paddington is from Peru, and Reggie, a big storm came through and wiped out the city, killed his parents, and it left him with his great auntie. She was a senior citizen bear, so she couldn't really care for Paddington, so she put him in a boat, shipped him off to London, and then she went into a retirement home. And then once he got in London, he tried to find a family.
Okay.
So that's where things get a little complicated. And with that, Kansas City, let's welcome today's very special guest to talk about that, Pastor Russell Rogers of Trinity Life in Dallas. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. I'm honored to get to be with you today.
Hey, Pastor, you're from Reggie's hometown.
Yes, sir.
Dallas, Texas.
That's my hometown, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Well, how about them Cowboys? Huh?
Hey, I was pulling for them until the last minute.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Wayne and I picked them to win that game, but it didn't turn out that way. So,
hey, Pastor, was that a catch by Dez Bryant? We'll move on.
I'm going to have to say yes.
Spoken like a true Cowboys fan, and Pastor, we're just honored that you're joining us this morning. And I saw Paddington last night, and it opens in theaters today. So
wasn't that a real heartwarming show?
Wow. Almost brought tears to my eyes, and I shared that on Facebook.
It was really good. Just a feel-good movie. You know, it embodied acceptance and love, and you saw a family overcome the differences that this little Paddington bear cub brought when he came in from Peru to London. But man, before the end of the movie, they really learned to appreciate his heart, and I've never seen such embodiment of a sweet spirit as they put into Paddington.
And the thing I found interesting is that when Paddington first arrived in London, he tried to stop a bunch of people, and he was asking, you know, if someone can help him find a family. Of course, he ends up running into the Browns, and the Browns were skeptical, as any family would be, of taking in a bear to care. But give the Brown family credit. I mean, after some early skepticism, they kind of warmed up to the bear. Can you just talk about the importance of, you know, us being our brother's keeper? Sometimes you got to step in and help, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Bible says in James 1:27 that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, that we look after orphans and widows in their distress, and, of course, keep oneself from being polluted by the world. But when Ms. Brown turned around the second time and saw beyond the difference of the bear and was willing, despite the objection, to reach out to that bear. That embodies James 1:27. Oh. To reach out to those that are orphaned, to reach out to those that are desolate and have no protection, and to bring them in and to care for them.
Well, I looked up some interesting stats last night after watching the movie, and I couldn't believe some of these figures. I'm going to toss them out to you and Reggie. Right now in the United States, there are roughly 400,000 children that are living without permanent families. And of that 400,000, 25% of those are eligible for adoption. So around about 100,000 are eligible for adoption.
I mean,
just staggering numbers. Can you just talk about the importance of adoption? And, I mean, as of today, I mean, it has to be really tough. I mean, background checks, I mean, you're screened thoroughly. But what can we do to kind of aid in the process? When I say we, I'm talking about maybe even from a legislative standpoint or whatever.
Yes, sir. Well, I have the privilege here in Texas of vice chairing a legislatively mandated committee. As a matter of fact, this morning I'm going to be making a presentation to the board of directors for Child Protective Services here in Texas. But I am the vice chair of a committee called the Advisory Committee on Promoting Adoption of Minority Children, because in the United States we'll have 900,000, approximately 900,000 cases of child abuse documented this year alone in the U.S. And many of those children are going to come into foster care. And the truth is, the best families to care for these precious children that meet the biblical definition of an orphan, desolate and without protectors, the best homes come from within our faith community. People that attend our churches every Sunday morning. People that honor the Lord Jesus Christ and put Him first in their home. They are uniquely qualified to reach out, like the Browns did to Paddington, to reach out to these children and provide not only a place of safety, but a place where, through the Spirit of God, true healing can take place in the life of these children.
Oh, okay. And Kansas City World with Pastor Russell Rogers, we're discussing some of the key points I took from the movie Paddington, which is open right now in theaters nationwide. Pastor, one more question, because I know you're busy. We're going to let you get out of here. In the film, Paddington just talked over and over again about how he's different. And, you know, as a bear, I mean, that's certainly accurate. But can we talk about the importance of accepting others, even if there are some differences? You mentioned, you know, adoption. I mean, look, there could be some situations or instances where maybe you have a black family adopt a white kid or vice versa. I'm just kind of throwing some stuff out there. But just the importance of accepting others, even though there are some differences.
Absolutely. And, you know, every person is looking in life, every person is looking to be validated. Every person's looking to be accepted for who they are, not to have to change to find acceptance, but to truly be accepted for who they are. And Paddington was in the same boat. And for much of the movie, poor Paddington didn't feel accepted. He didn't feel, even though they provided a home, he didn't feel that acceptance. And the point in the movie that showed that the Browns accepted Paddington, you know, he had that hat from Peru, and that was a cherished item, was that hat. But then that moment when they wrapped him up in that coat and gave him that coat, that was that sign of accepting him for who he was and receiving him as family. You know, it brings tears to my eyes when I think of the fact that when I was desolate and without protector spiritually, that my Heavenly Father was willing to wrap me up in His grace.
That's right.
And wrap me up in His righteousness. And that is specifically how the church needs to respond to the child care crisis in the United States. And this movie, Paddington, if you'll look at it for the message it contains, it is a fantastic message of acceptance. And that coat, that moment with that coat, just embodies the whole ideology of validation and love and acceptance.
And I'm just so proud of the Brown family for taking Paddington in. And Reggie, what's funny is that when Paddington arrived in London, his name was a roar. Now, I mean, no, seriously, they asked him what his name was, and he went, "My name is Roar." So the Brown family, upon, you know, taking Paddington in, I think they noticed a sign on the subway station, and I think he was named after the Paddington subway station.
Yeah, that's where they found him, and they named him Paddington.
So, I mean, just an outstanding film. Lots of valuable lessons in this movie. We do encourage listeners to go out and check it out. It's out this weekend. Paddington, the movie. And Pastor, I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to bring you back because we got some other things we'd like to talk to you about, and I'll speak to our good friends in Hollywood about that. But thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Reggie, Wayne. I consider it a privilege and an honor to get to speak with you and your audience today.
All right, Pastor, I have to come visit your church next time I'm in Dallas. My parents live in a little city called Terrell, Texas.
Yeah.
So.
You know that I actually live in Terrell, Texas.
Are you serious?
Hey, we gotta,
very serious.
Let's all get together and go to
Cali. We have to go to Papado or something when we in the Texas area.
Down in Terrell. We'll just go get us a good old chicken fried steak.
All right, Pastor. Well, that is interesting. So I have to reach out to your publicist, and we have to we really need to talk. So I'll do that off the air. We'll go ahead and let you go. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Wayne. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, once again, Wayne, thanks for joining us, and we got all the got your reviews of Paddington on our website, on Facebook, that is, and the trailer, put that on there last night, and it's a great family feel-good film. Hopefully people will get out and, you know, have some downtime, just enjoy, get some of these other stressful things off of their minds.
Yeah, I thought we'd do a really fun show. You know, we've covered so many negative things locally and nationally. It's kind of good to do a feel-good story.
Right.
And I'm really happy we did this today. So now people can't say we didn't do nothing positive.
Right, and I found out that the pastor lives in my real hometown, Terrell, Texas.
Terrell, Texas.
I mean, that is a coincidence. All right, thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you later.
All right, have a great weekend.
All right.